Yesterday we talked about the vine and the branch not being concerned with whether the leaves were green or brown or falling off, or it's not our business. And if you can understand that the leaves on the branch are your you-ness, your ideas, your what you think you want, what you think you want to do. You've spent a lifetime watching the leaves fall off. And so, rather than give them any more importance, just ignore them. You don't have anything to do, just ignore them. All right, so, the whole idea is, of everything about our life in the Spirit, is we must decrease. We must decrease. We must decrease. Decrease. And that's what in John 3:30.
I had this funny thought about all the different types of leaves there are on the tree, with, you know, little red leaves and big leaves. I was thinking about my plants are elephant ears or something. I think they're big and important.
Well, the scriptures are a little bit more clear. They say your plants are thorns and briars. Three. Verse 29. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. That's an incredible statement. Because the best that you can ever be as a human being is a friend of the bridegroom. Because you can't see, you know, when we talk about, well, we are the bride of Christ, we can't see that. That can't be a function of who we are. It's like the whole idea of, oh, I'm going to be a disciple. Well, you can bet you're not going to be. The whole issue is the best you can be is a friend of the bridegroom. And that is the greatest honor that can be bestowed upon man. And so your only job ever and always is to believe on him who he has sent. What?
That's the best that
the flesh can be.
Whatever it is that has conscious thought can be aware of.
Right.
Whatever the being is that can be aware of itself, the best that can be
is a friend of the bridegroom.
You just can't, whatever this thing is that's aware, can't
cross the divide.
Can't be the bride of Christ. Can't be.
No.
It just can't be. Can never make that.
And that's why, you know, the bride of Christ, you can't identify it. Who is it? Well, it's the church. Well, not what you see, I promise you. It's a mystery. It's
unwise to try to answer.
Well, it's like trying to say who's saved and who isn't, or who's going to hell or who isn't, or trying to say like that blithering idiot, oh, all this Hollywood media and desperate housewives and whatever else he was saying. I mean, it's just crazy. They're, and TBN is offering good family programming. Have you ever watched it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just... Well, Ole, don't you think they're doing some good? No. Anyhow, let's look at another... Well, my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above. He's above all. He that is of the earth is earthy, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, he testifieth. And no man receiveth his testimony. Remember, Jesus committed himself to no man because he knew what was in all men. What did he know? You know this, he knew the same thing we were talking about. The best that you can be is you're still cursed. And the attempts to put the kingdom of God on the flesh are taking the name of the Lord in vain, and the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. And I tell you, hear this. Excuse me, I didn't sleep last night, so if I go off on tangents here.
Nothing's different.
What, are you taking lessons from Joyce Sanna?
I don't know how to respond to that.
All right, let's go over to John 4. This is the whole thing of the woman in the well, the Samaritan woman. And in verse 24, well, that's good. We can't go up a little earlier. Let's just start at 16. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said unto him, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast said well, or well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I believe thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now, that's the whole point. They're still doing it today. In Samaria, they have a separate Passover season at a different hill where they think the temple was. And so they have a separate Passover, and they go up there and cut it, and they do the whole nine yards. And it was considered that you couldn't be any more evil from the Jews' standpoint than the Samaritan, because they had taken the whole mystery of the law of Moses and put their own spin to it. And so they're over here not in the place appointed of the Father, but their own ideas of what the place should be. Now listen, and she's saying, you know, you worship in Jerusalem, we worship here. And listen what he says. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh that when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. What an incredible statement. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Worshiping God is not sitting around saying, Oh, we give you all the glory, or let's stand up and praise God. Praise without repentance is fire without heat. It is impossible. And if you are running around trying to think up some ways to praise God, as some people around here used to, then you're an idiot. Because it's only the Son that can praise the Father, and that can only come by your total repentance. But the attractiveness to the flesh, to be religious, to go to a worship service, is never ending. You understand that, Mr. Buckner?
Sure.
You can't have worship without your death. So your death is repentance. I don't care. My friend Preston Jones he loved the Catholic Church because it had, and it's great, the great mass and the music and the drama. But he hated God. He hated everything except he's the one that wrote the. he conceived this whole play just to bug me, and it was about Frank Christ, Jesus' older brother. And he just used to delight in busting me. That's another story. How did I get off on that? The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And that's location of sphere. The only place of spirit is in Him. The only place of truth is in Him. God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And then he goes on and on. But then he says, verse 31, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, you should eat something. And he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Remember, I've talked to you so often about eating is the place, it's always the metaphor for where you get sustenance and satisfaction and fulfillment. If you get sustenance and satisfaction and fulfillment from your grand ideas, then you're eating that. If you get satisfaction and sustenance and fulfillment from your job, then you're eating that. If you get sustenance and satisfaction and fulfillment from your ministry, then you're eating that. So what he is saying, he has meat to eat that you know not of is truer today than it was then. If your sustenance and satisfaction comes from football games, then you're eating that. If your sustenance and satisfaction comes from movies, you're eating that. If your sustenance and satisfaction comes from being a member of Trinity Foundation, then you're a blithering idiot. What does blithering mean? I use that all the time. I don't even know what it means. Blubbering? Is it a word?
Yes.
You don't know. You're just guessing. Blithering?
Guessing, however, isn't a word.
Guessing is not a word.
My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. Say not ye, there are 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. In other words, he is saying it was finished then. So time can never be in your thought process. If the passage of time is in your thought process, then you are not walking in the Spirit. Is that clear? And you are not abiding in the vine. And the seduction of the leaves in this analogy that is causing you to leave the Spirit and walk in the flesh. Oh, I've got a great idea. Or, oh, I've got this great spiritual thought. Or, oh, God just told me. No, He didn't. Is something wrong in the room? Somebody not here? You might as well go outside then. Again, I'm not trying to pick on you, but I know it when that happens. And it's like somebody pulled an air thingy out of it. If I was a hot air balloon, which some people think I am, then it's like somebody punched a hole in it. All right. Let's go to John 5. I'm going to show you some more stuff about this.
It's a highly efficient lesson this morning. One chapter.
This is at the pool of Bethesda, where he healed the guy. And then Jesus told him, Thou art made whole, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. And Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Now this is getting pretty testy, right? Now you got to hear this one. His meat is to do the will of the Father. Well, watch. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of or from himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. That has not changed. It never will change. It's only the Son by which the Father is working his perfect activity through. And so you got to get rid of you, so that the same union, he didn't have a television set up there or a set of earphones that told, oh, I see God doing this, and so now I'm going to do it, and I hear God saying this, now I'm going to do that. That's not what it was. It was the same manner after which birds fly or animals have instinct. It was he had so emptied himself as Son of Man that he was. There was no he is. I am. There are no, well, I'm thinking about this, or I should do that, or this should happen, or I've got to think about that some more. Because all of that, he was the perfect vessel, the empty vessel. And that's what you and I are called to be. And the only way you can be that vessel is by total repentance, total emptying. Remember, I've seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men, that they may be exercised in it, humbled in it, emptied in it, brought to repentance by the travail. That's why we glory in tribulation. That's why the rod and the staff, they comfort us. Somebody's still not here. Maybe it's me.
I was thinking that this is sort of like the thing in Galatians, you know, where it says, I live, yet not I that liveth. And this is like, they're saying he's working on the Sabbath. So instead of coming up with something like, no, I'm not really working, it says, I'm working because my Father's working, but it's not really me that's working, because I do nothing of myself. So it's, I work, yet I do nothing of myself, which to me is kind of an echo of that other thing.
Amen.
In a different context.
You understand that the Sabbath was a parable? The Sabbath day was Christ.
Yeah, one of the things he's saying is, you celebrate a day. One of every 7 days to you is the Sabbath, and you're telling me what I should and shouldn't do. Every day is the Sabbath for me. Every moment, I am the Sabbath.
Yeah, right. He can be nothing other than
so
the Sabbath.
Again, by their words, they're convicting themselves.
Right. That's why he says, labor, therefore, to enter into the rest. Labor, therefore, to enter into the Sabbath.
His answer to them is... of what the Sabbath is.
Amen.
But I'm always convicted by, when I read these things, about answering. Because Jesus never answers the way I would have answered.
Well, I know.
It's always some off-the-wall, you know, from another dimension or something that's perfect, you know, but it's not, it has nothing to do with what they're talking about. You know, that's the weird thing.
But it has everything to do.
It answers the problem that's posed, but they don't even know that that's the problem.
Okay, John 5, now go to 5. Let me go ahead and read it. I'll just read the whole thing. Verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. And the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Now, you don't honor him by saying, Father, we honor you. You don't honor Jesus by saying, Jesus, we give you all the praise. Because that is an act of that which is cursed. How then do you honor the Son? And thereby honor the Father. You only can do it by one way, by your death. That his life may be revealed. Remember, the word adoption is that incredible word. It doesn't mean like, oh, I'm going to go adopt some. The word adoption is huiothesios. The placing of the fullness of the Son in you. He is come, but it costs you everything. It costs you every aspect of your thought process, every emotion. It costs you at every second all of you. And the only way that you can come to this understanding is to be at the point where you are sick unto death of all of you. As it says in Job, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, and I abhor myself, and I repent in dust, sackcloth, and ashes. But this is the inheritance in the saints. This is the life. Not learning words about him, not gelling over what you're thinking about, but an explosion. That's why I get so upset. Well, I'm just thinking about her. I was just blah, 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 blah. What? Don't tell me you're thinking about it.
Tell me what you're thinking. Well, here's what I'm thinking. I hate anything.
This is verse 21 where he says, what's he saying? The Son quickeneth whom he will. That's the remnant. That's like 100 people. Out of 100 people, one or two or three here.
We don't know.
But I mean, the Son quickeneth whom he will. You got people walking around the face of the earth, some here, some go.
As I've said since the day I became a believer, any place in time and space, the moment a person, a vessel, comes to the end of themselves, there is Christ. Not, oh, I'm at the end of myself and now fix me.
But that's the one that's quickened by Christ.
Right. Now, the whole mystery then is, when Jesus said, no man cometh to the Father but by me, he wasn't trying to start Christian religion. He was saying an eternal fact. There is no possibility of going from time and space into eternity except through the Son. And nothing but the Son will fit. None of you can fit. And so when you are at the end of yourself, that's why the three rebuffs. The first rebuff, I want to be a part. No, you fool. Don't you know that you will lose everything you once held dear, every idea, your very essence of you? Go away and think about it. And then the second rebuff. Don't you know you'll be hated of all men and they'll call you demon-possessed? Go away and think about it. Then the third rebuff. Don't you know they'll kill you and think they're doing God holy service? Then that person, that convert, if you will, was accepted. Not, oh, come to Jesus and he'll give you all kinds of goodies. I was going to say last night, and I didn't get a chance, when he was saying, oh, don't you think they're doing some good? I was going to say, yeah, they're doing a whole lot of good for Babylon. They're working directly for the whore. I thought, it's not that I thought better of it, I just didn't get a... I wasn't able to quick talk.
So what you just said about no man cometh to the Father except through me, we're back to where we started, the friend of the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom is not getting in the marriage tent.
Right.
Pretty clear. That would be obscene.
Right.
People don't think about it that
right.
way.
Right, they don't think of it that way.
I need to be there.
Right.
I want to understand it all and absorb it and use it somehow.
Stay outside and listen.
Yeah, you hear and know the joy and you speak it. That's about it.
I'm out of time again. Dead coming. Where was I? Where did I stop? Blah, 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 blah. 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Now, that is an untranslatable rich part, in the mystery. You don't have life in yourself. In yourself, you have death. And if you doubt it, look at me. I'm denigrating before your eyes. I have no life in me, save him. The Father hath life in himself, and that life in him he has given to the Word made flesh. That life cannot, will not be shared with anyone. Because, remember the seat of jealousy? This is huge if you can hear it, because it'll stop your deception. It'll stop this insane idea that you're getting your instructions from the Antichrist. Why would you continue listening to that stupid voice or voices? Oh, because there's 149 million people listening.
So, when he says, the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, he's talking about us.
Well, he's talking about everything.
He's talking about things that are walking around, not just the ones that are in the ground.
That's right. All right. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. We can spend a year on that. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. And they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. But you cannot place your idea of good and evil on what that means, or your idea of what good and evil mean, because once you've tasted of the fruit of the tree of good and evil, then you no longer have the capacity to judge what truly is. What he's saying here. You understand that? I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. And his judgment is just because he seeks not his own will. He knows that what is masquerading as his will as Son of Man is the will of Satan. You got it? And just as then for Christ, he sought not his own will because he knew that will was the will of the evil one, so now you cannot live in the illusion that you have free will because it's the same issue. Because Jesus Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Now, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, the witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. And we're out of time. I'm on my rollover minute. This is the simplest of all simplicity. All you have to know is you're a pile of crap.
Yeah, you're not just innocent thoughts. Did you just say that Jesus Christ's conscious will was the will of Satan? How did Satan get to have anything to do with Jesus Christ?
That's the whole mystery of the virgin birth. He had to be both Son of Man and Son of God.
Did it come from Mary?
It came from the flesh, yeah. He was both fully God and fully man. But his mystery is he emptied himself at his baptism of being man.
So the opposer was present in that vessel?
Of course, and he was present in the vessel all the way through the temptation in the wilderness.
And this came through the fact that he was in the flesh.
Yes.
By definition, that's the flesh.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why his death brought us eternity.
That's the crown of thorns.
Well, that's...
Otherwise, he couldn't have been tempted in all ways.
And that's why he said...
Well, I've always thought of it as being something outside of him that tempted him.
Remember I told you?
I know. I've heard it a million times. But people will freak out when they hear you say that. Jesus Christ...
There wasn't another being with Christ in the wilderness.
Do you realize what you're saying?
No, I don't have any idea what I'm saying. I've been saying this for 30 years.
Well, I know, but...
Huh?
They'll only freak out if
you
says it in an inflammatory way.
That's really...
Didn't I tell you?
Well, I know, but still, that's a hell of a thing to say.
What did he say when he was going, Father, my soul is troubled. He was a Son of Man. He was honest. He confessed what was going on instantly.
I know.
Father, my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Deliver me from this? No. For this came I unto the world. Just as in Eve, the snake wasn't, there wasn't a talking snake there. There was her mind. And just as in Christ there wasn't another being with him, it was his mind. The mind is the snake.
Like turning his back on the cross.
Please, I've said this over and over and over and over, and I know from your responses and how you live your lives that you don't believe me. Look at it. It's not just it says. It says you shall be hated of all men. Do you forget that?
Well, yeah.
What? Isn't that special? Do you understand me?
trying to draw some connection with that, what you're talking about now, about being broken and empty.
That's the last thing we want to do. Remember, he is despised by all men, including you and I. Oh, he's not despised by those people that are down there giving him all the praise. He's despised worse by them because they've created a new Christ. They've created another gospel. I mean, this. There's no question. I know this, and I've known it for 30 years. I honestly did not expect anyone else to listen. I saw, the moment I was converted, I saw how, this is crazy. This is, I don't even believe this. But I had no choice. I certainly tried not to talk. I mean, you can't just sit here and think you're going to, like a little, you know, going to Sunday school or going to learn something like you would. And I don't have any credentials to teach you anything except death.
You have a PI license. The only credential.
Teachers.
This, huh?